Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I'm playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, this is RBCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. I see people in the Phone Losers of America group on Facebook are theorizing about how I'm dead and everything because I haven't done a show in 5 days, so I'm doing this show just to set everyone's mind at ease. Because just going into the group and posting that, hey, I'm alive, that'd be way too easy. Sorry, everyone. I tried to do a show on Monday, it didn't work out. I tried to do some calls yesterday, and most of those didn't work out. I went through a bunch of requests, hoping to kind of catch up on the requests, and just, I don't know, nothing was working out. Some of the numbers were disconnected, probably because I'm taking forever to do the requests. So I promise, for realsies, I tried to do a show yesterday. It just didn't work out. Today's show is sponsored by number 6, which is Tony from Arizona. Congratulations, Tony. You won today's dice roll. Didn't it pick Tony last time? I don't remember. Anyway, Tony is the sponsor of today's show. Everything that goes wrong today can be... all complaints can be directed at Tony. So the AMA happened, the JonBenet investigator AMA thing on Reddit, which Tombstone told me about. It happened on Saturday. I wasn't home at all on Saturday, so I was unable to watch the internet and see if anything hilarious happened. I did get some screen captures from James Winder. Winder? Winder? And the text is really, really tiny on these screen captures on Facebook. So let me zoom in on my browser. So it looks like James posted this question. It says, did you ever have any leads on Brad Carter, whom was suspected of taking a massive crap in the Ramsey's yard only a day before? And the actual investigator replied to him. He says, the name doesn't ring a bell for me. Of course, we investigated hundreds of leads, so I can't remember them all. And then there was some sort of a follow-up. Let me find that here. Ah, yeah, someone else wrote, not to shoehorn in or anything, but can someone do something about the Brad Carter troll? It's offensive and frankly rude and disrespectful to Chief Beckner. And Chief Beckner actually responded. He says, can do. He talks like one of the Mr. Meeseeks guys from Rick and Morty. Can do. Is it complete rubbish? And I think that's it. I don't know if James was responsible for all of the Brad Carter trolling, or if there was more of it, because I wasn't around to see any of it. And I did do a search on the page, hoping to find references to Phone Losers or me or whatever, but I couldn't find anything. I think it all got deleted, if there was any. But thanks to anyone who participated in that. I'm sure it was great fun. And at least one person, James Winder, he participated in it. Talked about me taking a crap in JonBenet Ramsey's yard, which did really happen, by the way, on that night. One other thing before I get started. I just found this post on LaughingSquid.com. It's one of the many blogs I subscribe to and read constantly every day. And it's a customer complaint about delivery of the wrong grade of copper from approximately 1750 BC, the old Babylonian period. And I don't know, it kind of reminds me of Comcast complaints. This picture here, it says it's a ancient Babylonian customer service complaint that was inscribed on a clay tablet sometime around 1750 BC. The complaint is regarding problems with 2 shipments of copper ore, as the museum notes in their description. And there's a picture of this clay tablet thing sitting on a shelf. But someone on Reddit actually completely transcribed the clay tablet, and it goes on and on for many paragraphs, and it sounds exactly like somebody complaining on Facebook, complaining at Comcast or whatever. It says, like, what do you take me for that you treat somebody like me with such contempt? I have sent as messengers, gentlemen like ourselves, to collect the bag with my money deposited with you, but you have treated me with contempt by sending them back to me empty-handed several times, and that through enemy territory. Is there anyone among the merchants who trade with Telman who has treated me in this way? You alone treat my messenger with contempt. From now on, I will not accept any copper from you that is not of fine quality. I shall, from now on, select and take the ingots individually in my own yard, and I shall exercise against you my right of rejection, because you have treated me with contempt. I think I'm going to copy this entire complaint and post it on Comcast's Facebook page. Maybe they'll reply back to me. I doubt it, but you never know. I'm sure you all think I'm stupid and see no similarities at all between the ancient Babylonians and Comcast customers today. But I'm amused, and that's all that matters. All right, I'm done with that. Oh, one last thing before we try and make some calls. XYZ did a show on Friday, which was February 20th, 2015, where he mostly called Radio Shacks and just screwed with Radio Shacks for hours. I think he did like 4 or 5 hours that day. I only got to hear about 2 hours of it, but the stuff I heard was pretty amazing. And he discovered that Radio Shack has completely discontinued the password of the week because of our pranks. I don't know if it's a temporary thing that they're discontinuing it or they're just giving up because why bother? They're going out of business anyway. But several people, several employees that he talked to, talked about a memo that they received that said it instructed them to call the district manager when in doubt or something like that. And he spent the entire show trying to get them to read the memo regarding the password and just screwing with the employees and making them do wacky things. He actually got some more to read customer numbers and called some more customers. So it appears that no matter what Radio Shack does, it just doesn't work. We can still get the customer info by just asking employees for it. But Radio Shack, if you're listening, don't worry. It's not me. I'm not doing it anymore. My tribute to your store is over. My loving tribute. But I can't stop other people from doing it. So XYZ did this show on Friday. It was pretty amazing. You can listen to his Mixler at mixler.com/XYZQWA. That's a nice, easy to remember word there. And then if you go to /showreel, it looks like he hasn't posted that one from Friday yet. I hope he does soon because that was an awesome show. But there's another one in here. It's called Malibu is the title of the show, which of course is an old Radio Shack password. So maybe this is another gigantic Radio Shack tribute show that I missed. I'm going to have to listen to this one if I have time. I will put a link in the show notes, though, if anyone wants to listen to this, and hopefully XYZ will put up the other show that's missing. Anyway, let's get on with this show and do some calls or something, I guess. Here are some gym customers who just checked in. They're probably all still at the gym, so I'm guessing that a lot of them probably aren't going to answer because they're going to be busy at the gym doing their wacky exercise routines and throwing the dumbbells around like frisbees like they always do, sweating all over the machines and not cleaning it up. But yeah, let's call some of these people, see if I get some answers.
Hello?
Hello, I was calling for David.
Not here right now. Can I take a message?
Is he at the gym?
Pardon?
I'm calling from the gym.
Yes, he's up there.
Oh, are you at the gym?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
This
is
our home phone number. Why?
Oh,
did he leave something?
Well, no, he brought a camera into the gym, and he's like, we think he's snapping pictures of people working out.
No, he doesn't have a camera unless it's on his cell phone.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's bringing his cell phone into the gym, and it's got a camera on it. You can't do that.
Oh. Huh. Well, I doubt if he realizes it's taking pictures, because usually he leaves it in the locker room.
Oh, no. I think he's bringing it with him, and he's just pointing it around at people and snapping pictures of butts.
Oh, no. That's not him.
Oh, no. It's definitely him. We're watching him on the security camera right now.
What's he look like?
He looks like David, like the guy that checked in.
Is he bald?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me call his cell number.
Do you have a cell number? I could just call him on his cell and tell him.
Yeah, 2218. Unless someone else stole his cell phone.
Oh, that yeah, likely story.
He's real skinny.
Yeah, skinny and bald.
With dark pants.
Yeah. Who wears dark pants to the gym?
There. Hello?
Yeah, maybe you could tell him to cut it out.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like him because he's old.
Yeah.
And we're married. Someone's trying to get through on my phone, so let me try calling him and find out what's going on.
He's a perv, you know.
What?
He's kind of a perv.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
you got the wrong David.
No,
sorry.
It's him. It's the bald guy. The old one. Ugh. Yeah, so while I was talking to her, I was trying to ring him up on his cell phone number. And then she's saying a call's coming into her. Maybe his calls are forwarded to the home phone. Who knows? It's all just a crazy scheme by David. So we can go around taking pictures of girls' butts without being traced. I'm on to you, David.
Hello?
Hi, is calling for Kevin?
Yeah, he's not here at the moment. May I take a message, please?
Oh, well, I'm calling from the gym. He was checked in at the gym not too long ago.
Yes.
Do you have a number for him, maybe?
What do you need him for?
Well,
with regards to?
Well, it's
his wife, so.
Oh, no, it's none of your goddamn business. It's under Kevin's name. Maybe he put the wrong phone number in here.
But what do you need to reach him for?
Well, it's none of your goddamn business. You're not Kevin, are you? I'm calling from the office at the gym. I just needed to talk to Kevin.
Okay, well, I'm not going to give you his number, so you can just call back at another time.
Okay.
And I appreciate you not cursing to me on the phone. Thanks very
much.
Oh,
no, I did curse at you. I said goddamn several times. What a nosy lady.
Hello?
Hello, Sam?
Yes?
Hey, Sam. This is Bob from the gym.
What's up?
Oh, nothing much. We noticed you brought in a camera phone today to the gym. You know, you have one of those phones with a camera in it, and you can't do that. You can't bring a camera phone to the gym.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, you might be taking pictures with it of the other members.
I took a picture of myself.
Oh, no, you can't do that. That's against the rules here at the gym.
I was unaware.
Yeah, you can't even bring your cell phone into the gym. You can't bring cameras into the gym. You're gonna have to get a cell phone without a camera in it.
And if I don't,
well, we'll have to cancel your membership, or we won't let you in the door.
Okay.
Because you know how stupid is that? Are you a pervert or something? Are you taking pictures of girls' butts?
I did not take a picture of a girl's butt.
So you take pictures of men's butts?
No, I did not take a picture of anyone's ass. Thank you very much.
Well, I don't know why you're bringing a camera in. What do you need to bring a camera in if you're not going to take pictures of butts?
I took a picture of my shoes and socks.
Why would you do that?
If you want to see the photo, I'll show it to you.
Why'd you take a picture of your shoes and your socks?
Because I sent it to my friend.
Which friend? Like, is it the most boring friend in the universe? Like that would actually be interested? Oh, it was a Snapchat. So they'd be interested in your shoes? Picture of your shoes?
Yeah, they're new. Yeah, they're new.
That sounds like the most boring friend ever.
Yeah, he's there for me.
If I were taking pictures of my shoes and sending them to friends, I'd probably just kill myself.
What's with this guy? He's on his phone. You want to call him?
No, I'm taking care of things one person at a time. You can't bring your phone to the gym, you goddamn pervert.
Making sure it's fair. What'd you say?
I said you're a goddamn pervert. You're bringing a camera into the gym.
Every phone has a camera on it, bro.
No, every phone does not. I have a cell phone. It doesn't have a camera on it. And you're
welcome to 2015, man.
And you're the one that's a pervert with a foot fetish, sending pictures of your feet out on Snapchat. Snapchat's like a known porn app.
Okay, is your manager here?
Well, he just left. Frank just left.
Can I get your manager, please?
Well, no.
Can I get your manager?
Frank just left. Sir.
Who is he? Someone hacking your shit?
Okay. I don't know if you guys could hear that, but he said, is someone hacking your shit? Says the pervert with the foot fetish that uses the porn site known as Snapchat.
Hello?
Hi, I was calling for Jimmy.
He's not here. He should be at the gym.
Oh, I'm calling from the gym.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, is this his wife or something?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, he brought a camera into the gym. He's like,
why did he do that?
I don't know. I think it's part of his cell phone. It has a camera on it.
He doesn't have a cell phone with a camera.
Oh, he brought one in. Maybe you...
Why did...
Maybe he's got a cell phone that you don't know about, like the wife in Breaking Bad.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a cell phone here.
Oh, okay.
I would be eyeing him suspiciously from now on.
Okay, when he gets home, yeah, thanks.
What are you going to say to him?
I don't know. What do you think I should say?
I don't know. I think divorce is imminent.
Is divorce? Okay. Well, I'll get started on that tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, better yet, I'll start it tonight.
Yes, yes. You can download the paperwork. You can get it from a torrent.
Yeah, I know. You can do that.
Yep, I would definitely do that. And
okay,
he's obviously a big liar.
He's probably having an affair with somebody there at the gym.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, tell him not to be such a pervert and leave his... You can't bring cameras into the gym, you know?
Yeah.
Who does that? You can't just bring a camera in the gym?
I don't know. I saw a lady with a camcorder there couple of weeks ago.
A camcorder?
Yeah, a camcorder.
Like a big one?
She's pregnant, doing exercises and talking about it.
Oh, that's bullshit. No, I hope...
I saw her. I was down the elliptical and saw her.
No.
I mean, I know there's a policy because I've read that. They're on the wall.
Okay. Well, no, you don't have to lie. I mean, you don't have to tell me that people are in here with camcorders.
No, but they were. I saw her.
That's not true at all.
Well, what you're saying is not true either.
Well, no, your husband has a cell phone. I'm looking at him on the security cameras right now.
He doesn't have a cell phone.
Yeah, he's got a cell phone. He's snapping pictures of girls' butts with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's good for him.
Yeah. Is it? It seems kind of perverted to me. But,
well, you
of
know,
course,
everybody's got their own little thing. I'm sure you do, too. So.
No, I'm a Christian. You know. I am a Christian. I don't have my own little thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they all say. But anyway, nevertheless, okay, well, do you want to throw him out, or do you want to terminate his membership there?
I think we're going to do both.
Okay.
And then he's going to have the worst week ever, because then tomorrow you're going to hit him with the divorce.
Yeah, but okay, well then when I come tomorrow, I'll need to bring my card so that you can give me a refund.
Oh, we're not giving
you... Because I'm sure I should get like a partial refund.
Oh, fuck that. No, we're not giving you shit. No, look, if you break the rules, you don't get anything. You get nothing.
Wait a minute, I just heard you cuss.
Yeah.
So, don't think you're that Christian.
Oh, no, it doesn't say anything in the Bible about saying the word shit. That word is not in the Bible. I looked it up.
Still, that's something that good Christians don't say. I mean, my mother-in-law is a devout Christian, and she would never say that.
Well, that she's just a prude. I can be a Christian.
Well, all right. Well, then he doesn't get his money back. I'll still use it myself.
He doesn't get shit. No, we're canceling you, too, because you're an accessory to the crime.
How can I be an accessory when I'm not there?
Oh, because it's your account. It's under both of your names, so...
Yes, but I'm under my own. I mean, when he gets offers, they don't even send them to me, so they send them to him. I don't even get anything.
Okay.
So then, therefore, I'm absolved. I don't even have the same last name.
Well, it's just a personal issue at this point. I just don't like you, so I'm going to cancel your account.
Okay. Well, you know, that's your prerogative.
Yep, it is.
That's your choice.
That's right. Okay. Great. Okay. Well, I've got both of your accounts canceled, and I'm going to have them forcibly removed from the premises right now.
Okay. You go right ahead.
Okay. Bye, ma'am.
Bye.
Love you. All right. That was really weird, and I'm freaked out now by that lady. Deleting her number and never calling that again. I guess that's it, though. I reached a lot of spouses instead of actual people in the gym. Nosy spouses. I still have a big number list here, so I will call these back later, and hopefully they'll answer. Gregory wants me to prank a teacher of his. Gregory has apparently sent me in teachers' phone numbers before. This is the one that was retired, and I said he left behind a box of dildos, and he wants me to prank that guy again. But no, Gregory. Bad Gregory. You're not following the rules. You can't prank call people more than once. That's crazy. So luckily, he also sent me the number of another teacher. Her name is Patricia, and Gregory says she's a real bitch, and if I can, please do the mail scheme on this bitch. I bet you she's a really nice old lady. Let's find out. By the way, he didn't include any information at all, just the name Patricia and the phone number. So I did a reverse search on the phone number. It has her address and everything. So Gregory, you suck at submitting numbers. Damn it. Give me more information. If you want me to do the mail trick, I have to have her address. Sort of. I mean, it helps, at least.
Hello?
Hello, Patricia?
Speaking.
Oh, hey, this is Bob. I live, I'm kind of in your neighborhood. I'm over on Grove Avenue.
Yeah?
And I keep getting your mail. Like, all this mail, it's addressed to you guys.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. I don't know why. It's all for Nicole and Patricia and...
That would be me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, I've been getting all your mail.
Oh, for... that explains why I only had two pieces today.
Oh, I guess so, yeah. Yeah, for at least a week now. I don't know why they're doing it.
Oh, my God. Where on Grove Ave do you live?
Oh, I'm kind of just, you know, back two blocks. Or back one block. Just on the other side of you.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say I can have my husband come down and pick it up.
Oh, no, I don't allow strangers in the house. Sorry.
Okay, so how do I get my mail?
Well, I wasn't offering to give it to you. I'm just saying that they keep sending it here, and I don't know what to do. Like, it's really confusing, because...
Okay, if I can't pick it up, why don't you put it in your mailbox with the flag up and say wrong address?
Just say it? Just say the words?
Well, just write it on the envelope. Or just put it in without writing anything on the envelope and they'll see they made a mistake.
Oh, I don't think they'd take it because it's not my mail. That'd be like, that'd be identity theft or something. I don't know. If I tried to pretend to be you and say I'm not you.
Well, I mean, because you're on Grove and I'm on Burnap.
Yeah. Why are they sending it here anyway, then? That's kind of weird.
So, I mean, if you just put it in your mailbox, he'll see that he made a mistake and he'll pick it up and bring it back to the post office and redeliver it.
Oh, man, this is just a whole thing now. I'm just going to rip it up. I'm going to rip up the mail. I think that's for the best. Maybe if I just rip it?
No, maybe it's my mail.
Hold on, I'm going to push the button to make you think I'm ripping it. Okay, rip. Letter number one, number two, three. Got to rip all of this. Ripping it up. Are you still there, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ripping up your mail.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm going to rip it into small pieces so nobody can put it back together.
Has anyone ever told you you're an idiot?
What? Why would you say I'm an idiot?
Because I could have picked it up or you could have put it back in the mailbox.
Oh, I already explained I can't do that. That's just weird. It's like identity theft or something. I definitely couldn't. I wouldn't be able to do that, you know? This one right here, I can tell it's just junk mail. So this one's okay.
Goodbye. Have a nice day.
Wait, the other one, though, it was handwritten correspondence. Okay, she's gone.
Hello?
Hello, Patricia?
Yes.
Hey, Patricia.
Goodbye.
I'm ripping up your mail still. All right, she just doesn't want to hear it, I guess.
Hello?
Hey, Patricia. I was just kidding about getting your mail. I didn't really get your mail.
Who are you and why are you calling here?
My name is Bob. Mr. Bob Dobelina.
That's lovely.
Well, you asked. I mean...
Why are you bothering me?
Well, I'm not bothering you. I just thought it'd be funny. Because if I called people in the neighborhood and said I got their mail...
It's hilarious. Goodbye.
And I got the idea after a neighbor got my mail and she's gone. Maybe I should call her back and explain that I'm Gregory and I'm an ex-student of hers. And I just moved to the neighborhood. No, I won't do that. I'll leave her alone, I guess. Frankie wants me to call his apartment complex. He says, I live here and I personally know a few of the people in the office and they are complete jerks. You will get an epic reaction if you can do one of your tenants from hell pranks. Alright, so if there is no epic reaction, it's completely Frankie's fault.
Calling Man Market, where our goal is to live life well.
I'm going to skip the first lady I talked to and just go straight to the part of the call that has the manager in it. He's more amusing than the lady.
Let me contact the manager and see what we can do about that.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. My name is Armando, and I might be able to help.
Okay, hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with today, sir?
My name is Bob.
Bob? What's your last name, Bob?
Dobalina.
Could you spell that for me, sir?
D-O-B-A-L-I-N-A.
Okay. And you're with us at what address, please?
Well, I'm in apartment 213.
Okay. On Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What's a contact number for you, sir? Call back and email.
I don't have an email address.
Okay. And what is a phone number for you, sir?
919-3125.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about what's going on and how we can help today.
Oh, we just had our dog get knocked over the aquariums.
Okay.
And they were full of bed bugs. It was for some research we were doing.
Okay.
So it's over 3 million bed bugs, and I don't really know how to round them up.
Okay. And have you collected them back into the aquarium?
No, I just said I don't know how to round them up.
Or is the aquarium shattered?
Yeah, it's shattered, and they're all loose.
Okay. The thing that's recommended at this point in time, sir, is that do you have a vacuum that's bagless?
Yeah, that might kill them. That might suffocate them.
We're going to have to do that, sir. There's not going to be any way for anybody to pick them up individually one by one.
Well, we've been doing that. It's just going to take forever because there's we're estimating 3 to 4 million of them. But I think a lot of them are getting away. They're going like out the windows and under the doors and stuff.
Okay. I do have to tell you that if anyone in the building reports that they have them and it's because of something that was caused by you, all those treatments and everything else will be billed back to your specific home. So
oh, yeah,
the
right.
Best thing for you to
no,
do.
There's no proof that it was me. That could have been them that started it.
I have not had any reports in your building. So, sir, with you just admitting to having millions of them and the escape from an aquarium.
That's circumstantial evidence.
A serious issue.
It could easily just, someone just happens to get bed bugs. That doesn't necessarily mean it's my fault.
My recommendations to you is that we need to go ahead and start bagging them up, which is vacuuming. Is this some kind of project that you're working on? Is that why
yeah.
you're trying to maintain them?
Yeah, yeah, just some research.
Right, yeah, you're going to have to start trying to bag them up. I have a company that can come out and do treatments for you guys, so that way we can stop them from going anywhere, but that is going to kill them off and eradicate them.
Oh, no, we don't want that. Okay, well, never mind then. It's okay. We'll take care of it.
I am going to contact the company that comes in and does that, though. They will be needing to enter the apartment to verify
oh,
that
no,
this is
no.
not going to go into
no,
the
can't, you,
home.
You can't come in. It's kind of a mess in here anyway. It's got all these broken
okay,
aquariums.
Okay, just to let you know, we will be entering the premises
oh, no.
to check out, make sure that everything is in order.
You don't have permission to come in.
This is going beyond a routine item. This is more of an emergency situation because of the given nature of the pest.
No, there's no emergency. It's fine. We'll take care of it.
Okay. Just to let you know, what times would be best to set up an appointment with the technician?
Well, you can't come in.
I need to make sure.
We're changing the locks, so you can't get in anyway.
It's illegal to change your locks. And
no,
we
not.
Will enter the premises.
It's my apartment. I can do what I want.
Okay, sir. My suggestion is that you please stop into the office and speak with me when you have an opportunity so that I can present you with your lease contract.
Well, no, I changed my mind. I actually don't need any help with these bed bugs. We're going to take care of them ourselves.
Unfortunately, it's too late, sir.
No, it's
now
not.
That you've reported this to me, I need to make sure that it does not just continue to proceed into something else, into adjacent units.
We've almost finished cleaning them up, but it's fine. We've got nearly half
what
of them.
What time and date would be best?
No, you can't come over.
Home.
We're locking the door, and the locks are going to be changed.
Okay. I will file for evictions if we continue this conversation. If you're available, please
you can't
stop
evict
into the
me
office.
For having a difference
Otherwise,
of, that's of opinion.
This is not of opinion, sir.
That's your opinion.
The potential ramification without a professional's inspection on your apartment home could cause issues to be at other locations. My priority
no,
will be to protect our adjacent
Don't be
neighbors.
Stupid. Don't be stupid. All right. Everything's
okay.
fine.
This conversation is over for me, sir. I do not understand why you're not allowing us to enter. We will follow through anything that we need to. So please, I advise you to please stop into the office so
hey,
that we
hey,
can
no,
talk
wait,
further
no.
about this.
Hey, this is just a prank call. I don't really live here. Yeah, that's it. It's a prank call.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be contacting whoever's on the lease contract.
Oh, no, there's no point.
And
you can't come in anyway.
Number.
You can't come in.
I'll trace this number.
You're okay. Not going to trace shit.
All right, sir.
Motherfucker. I have tried to call back several times now to that apartment building, and they are sending me to their out-of-state answering service. I keep getting these other people that don't even work in the apartment building, so I don't know if they've all just fled the office to figure out bed bugs, but I would not call that call epic. So Frankie is a huge liar. Thank you for submitting the number, Frankie, but you're a huge liar. Nothing epic happened, and it's not my fault. It's your fault.
Hey, Brad, it's Kurt, as in Utah Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Just in case there's others out there. I'm really worried about Olga. Have you heard from her or seen her?
Oh, shit.
Anyone found her yet?
I forgot about Olga. Shit.
I've been searching my neighborhood. I've hung up missing posters. I've even been going in people's basements to see if she's down there, and I haven't seen a trace of her. So I'm really worried. I was wondering if you knew what...
I am, too. I've been so worried.
Cognito's demands are, where we should send the ransom money. I just want to help. I don't know how. You can let me know.
I know one thing that wouldn't hurt, and that would be to send all of your spare money to patreon.com/phonelosers. That might get her back. Maybe. You never know. Couldn't hurt.
I guess I'll try and tell a joke since she's gone for now. What do you call a phone that never gets answered?
I don't know. What do you call a phone that never gets answered?
I can't do this. Bye.
Awesome joke, Kurt. Thanks. Yeah, I kind of forgot about Olga. I think I'm going to listen to all of my voicemails here real quick and make sure there's not an update, a time-sensitive update about Olga. Don't worry, though. I'm going to do it offline so you guys don't have to listen to all 30 voicemails sitting in here.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Hi.
I'm James.
Who?
We demand that you
Crap.
Do more shows.
It cut out.
Yes. It's been like 5 days, Brad. Problem.
So, you guys could hear that. It was cutting out. It's not my fault. I'm giving up on this voicemail because it just cuts out a bunch. Gloria and her coconut phone. Sorry I'm not doing enough shows for you. I'll try to do better.
Yo, I just want to say that, you know, a lot of people hated on Rappy McRapperson.
They sure did.
On a recent episode of the Snowplow Show.
A lot of people.
And I just want to dissent from the prevailing opinion and just say that I found Rappy to be pretty delightful. And that's no joke. And yeah, you should have more episodes with Rappy when you can manage it. Yeah, that's it.
Too bad he'll never hear about this, because he hates the show now, because everyone's so mean to him. He'll probably never visit my house again. So thanks a lot, everyone.
Hey, just wanted to throw in my support for Rappy. I thought he freaking ruled on the show.
Me too.
Bring him back. I also want to say YouTube comments are like the lowest form of communication that humans can muster. All right, thanks for the shows.
Yeah, take that, YouTube people. You and your dumb comments. You can tell I'm going through these voicemails and just playing the ones I want. I'm only playing the nice ones. People that talk nice about Rappy and stuff.
Hey, Arby. I was just listening to the show from like a week ago or whatever. And the guy was mentioning about the pictures of people's houses that are posted on like realty websites. Yeah, that's totally like current because most people are short selling their houses. So if you check that shit out, you can call people and probably get some current information and freak some people out. You know, like go crazy with it, man. So... anyways, take it easy. Have a good one.
I should just call up people in houses that I used to live in myself and say things to freak them out. I've lived in a lot of places. I could just track down their numbers and say wacky things to all of them. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Okay, anyway, I've listened to all of the voicemails. There is no new news from Olga. I think it's safe to assume that she's probably just dead now. So rest in peace, Olga. I guess it's not a big deal. I mean, she was kind of running out of phone jokes anyway. But yeah, that sucks. Rest in peace, Olga. Here's an anonymous request. This person wants me to call a person named Lamb and tell him one of the bulbs in his motion detector light above his garage is not working and he should consider changing the light.
Hello?
Hello, Lamb?
Hello?
Hello, Lamb?
We're looking for.
Is this Lamb?
What number are you calling?
I'm calling your number.
What number are you calling?
And your telephone number.
And give me the number then.
Well, you don't have your own phone number?
I just try to verify you dialed the right number.
Well, is this Lamb? Is your name Lamb?
He's not at home at the moment.
He's not home, so you're not Lamb?
Nope.
Well, who's this?
So who's calling?
Who are you?
It doesn't matter. Who am I? It doesn't matter.
I just need to verify. I want to verify who you are.
I'm his friend.
What kind of friend?
Okay.
What kind of friend?
Yeah.
What kind of friend are you?
Who are you?
Oh, my name's Doug. I live down the street. I just live down the street from you.
So?
Well, you asked, so I'm telling you. Don't be a smartass.
You're very rude, I tell you.
You're rude.
Rude.
I was just trying to talk to Lamb. Holy crap.
We have reached our Lamb's residence. We are not able to...
I've tried about 100 times now, and it's just not... Nobody's picking up now, because I'm so rude. All right, you guys, it's been 24 hours now. I called Lamb yesterday. That's the response I got, and then he wouldn't pick up again. So I just called him again, and guess what happened? Here's the call. Hello?
Yes?
Oh, is Lamb there?
I tell you, if you keep calling like that, I'm going to report the police, okay?
What? I'm just calling and asking for Lamb. What the hell? So I tried to call back a few more times, and he's not picking up again. So I give up on this guy. I'm not going to be able to tell him about his burnt-out light bulb. It's just weird. I mean, I guess that's actually Lamb, but he's screening his calls in the most paranoid way possible. Here's a request from Jerry. He wants me to call a guy named Chris that works at a sign company and tell him I want him to make a sign that says the Portland Winterhawks suck dick because he's a huge Winterhawks fan.
Signs of Tomorrow's, Chris.
Hello. I needed to find out how much it would cost to get a vinyl sign.
What are you looking for exactly?
Something to go, like, maybe to cover, like, a garage door.
All right, so when you say vinyl sign, do you mean a banner?
Yeah, a banner.
Okay. Well, there's different sizes of garage doors. Are you talking hanging it across the top?
Sure, that'll work.
Are you talking... Okay. Okay. Maybe an 8x2?
Okay.
Would that work for you?
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
Let's see here. Probably 104, something like that.
What is 104? Is that a price?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And do you charge by the letter or anything, or can I just write anything I want on it?
It's by the square footage.
Okay.
Is this like a happy birthday banner or something like that?
Oh, no. I want it to say the Portland Winterhawks suck dick.
They do?
I'm sorry, what?
You want it to say that?
Yeah. The Portland Winterhawks suck dick.
I don't think we can produce that for you.
Why not?
Because we can't.
Why not?
Well, first of all, it's negative, and we're not going to produce that.
We can't write negative things?
I'm sorry, you'll have to find another company.
What kind of bullshit is that? You probably just like the Winterhawks or something.
No, we produce stuff for them.
Well, why can't you do this then?
Because I'm not going to write sucks dick on a banner. I'm sorry, you'll have to find another company.
Why can't you do that? That's bullshit.
Signs for tomorrow.
It's freedom of speech, you douche canoe.
You know what? You call back again, I'm going to call the police on you.
Good. Tell them that you're breaking the law by not allowing me freedom of speech.
Please knock it off, sir.
You're just angry because you know that the Portland Winterhawks do suck dick. Aren't you?
What's your name?
Aren't you? You see, you won't admit it. That means it's true.
No, I don't really care. I just want to know what is your name so I can call the police and have them... follow procedure to, tell you to knock it off.
Right.
I don't understand what your deal is.
Well, I don't have a deal. I just want a sign that says the Portland Winterhawks suck dick, because they do.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to put vulgar messages on a sign.
Like you haven't ever done that before.
I'm not permitted to do that.
Oh, don't be a liar.
What's your name?
My name is Chris Marin.
Yeah, who is this?
No, that's what I just said. My name is Chris.
Who is this?
My name's Chris.
No, what is your name?
My name is Chris. Why don't you believe that my name is Chris? What's your name? I guess I better not call back, because I don't want him calling the police and reporting himself for violations of freedom of speech, because I'm pretty sure that's illegal. And you can get arrested for violating someone's freedom of speech. Everyone knows that. So that name I gave was actually his full name, so I think that weirded him out a little bit. Because the rest of the call wasn't weird at all. Here's someone named Robert who pre-ordered Mortal Kombat this week.
Hello?
Hello, I was calling for Robert.
Robert? I don't know Robert live here. Who's this?
Oh, don't get an attitude with me, lady.
Don't get an attitude with you, lady. Bitch, don't call my...
Bye, bitch.
Hey. Whoa. What did I do?
Hello?
Hey, Robert. This is James from the
this
game.
This ain't no Robert.
Oh, don't lie to me. I know you're Robert, you big liar.
Motherfucker, you better get off my goddamn phone with that dumb shit, you little stupid bitch. I'll fuck you and put your dick in the dirt, you dumb bitch.
Did you pre-order a game? Let me try one more time. Okay, I let it ring about 50 times, and it's just not picking up. There's no voicemail or anything, so I don't know what I caused to happen there. But apparently that was not Robert, if they are to be believed. I don't know for sure. Hello, Charlie?
Can I take a message?
Oh, no, no, it's just for Charlie. Is Charlie there?
Who is this?
My name is Bob. I work at the gym.
Okay.
Could I speak to Charlie, please?
What do you need them for right now? It's 12-something.
Well, it's about his account. It's none of your business. It's between Charlie and the gym. I don't know who the hell you think you are.
Okay, hold on. And your name is Bob from the gym?
Yes. There, he's awake. I heard him in the background. Just put him on.
No, I'm sorry. And you know what? I'll talk to the gym tomorrow.
No, you can't call the gym about Charlie's account.
I'm sorry?
You can't call the gym about Charlie's account.
Goodbye.
Why can't you just put Charlie on the phone? All right. It's pretty late where I'm calling right now. I'm just hoping a few of these will answer if I try them one last time before the night's over.
Please leave a message after the tone.
And no luck on any of the other gym member calls. Oh well. I sure did talk to a lot of spouses tonight. That was kind of weird, how many spouses I got to talk to. I'm kind of thinking that last one wasn't a spouse, though. I think that was actually Charlie, just being all sneaky with me. Just like that guy from a few calls ago, Lamb, pretending he's not Lamb. Why are these people so paranoid when I call them in the middle of the night? It doesn't make sense. So the show's about over. I'm done with, live calls at least. But I do want to play an old clip taken from the phone show, which I never released anywhere because I really didn't want to go to prison. But there was this one night, me and Matt and Legend and I think Dark Stranger. I forget who all was on the phone that night. There were some other people too. But we started bothering members of Lindsay Lohan's family. And if you've read the Phone Losers of America book, you might remember a section in there about the wacky morning DJ guy. And by the end of the whole thing, I kept giving the wacky morning DJ guy, I kept giving him Lindsay Lohan's cell phone number so he could prank call her on the air, on his show. I was trying to make amends for all the horrible things I'd done to him. Anyway, late at night, we're on the air doing phone calls. This is a long time ago, so there is only, I don't know, like a dozen people listening or something. Our live on the air listeners weren't that much back then compared to what they are these days. But anyway, we start pranking members of Lindsay Lohan's family. We ended up calling her mom's house, and we got the answering machine. One thing led to another, and the next thing you know, we're listening to the messages on Lindsay Lohan's mom's answering machine. And this all happened many years ago, by the way. Some people might even say the statute of limitations has expired on this. I'm not sure about that, but I don't know. I'm going to play it. I'm going to play this clip. It was originally 18 minutes long that I pulled out of the show. I edited it down so that it's only 6 minutes. So here's 6 minutes. If you're one of those people that's going to complain that I'm playing old stuff, now would be a good time to tune out. But here is 6 minutes of me and Laugh Track Matt and a few other people listening to Lindsay Lohan's mom's answering machine. Oh, and before we start, the first couple messages that you'll hear, those are Lindsay Lohan. I was too drunk at the time to really catch that was Lindsay Lohan. So I'm just like, boring, delete, and I deleted him. Stupid alcohol. Anyway, here it goes.
Please enter your remote access code.
Okay.
You have 14.
I got it. Wait, it said I had 14 messages.
You have 14 old messages, Tuesday, 4:06 a.m.
Hi, Mommy, it's Lindsay. I think I saw the guy that the gun was true. And because when Daddy owned it, when it's true, Dad, my mom comes home tonight and put her and
delete
Tuesday 4:06 a.m.
I'm on it from VA. Think I saw it.
Come on.
Message deleted. Monday 9:04 p.m.
Hi, I made a mistake. I was looking at the GPS system. It says 10:08. That's my time of arrival home. I meant 8:00. Anyway, I'll try to get it back.
Message deleted. Wednesday, 3:40 p.m.
Hi, this message is for Dina. Dina, this is Rupa with CNN.
That's Lindsay's mom.
Can you call back when you get a chance? It's about Lindsay. My number is 917-977-00. That's my mobile number. Cell phone number is easier. Thank you. Bye.
We should change her message.
Yeah. Message erase them all.
Monday, 9:33 a.m.
Good morning, Lohans. It's Daddy. I'm heading back to New York.
They've called 911 on him before.
What you guys are doing. The boats are available, and I'm going to be out in the condo. My visitors, the occupants are leaving. So
I can't believe we're in Lindsay Lohan's mom's voicemail.
This is like money making opportunity.
No, it's not. That's crazy.
10:15 a.m.
It's crazy.
They're going to be like, oh shit, we needed those messages.
Hello, is anyone there? It's me.
It's
hello,
Michael.
Hello, hello.
It's Daddy.
When you have a chance, give me a call back. Love you guys.
Daddy, himself.
I have to love you, the courts say so.
Message deleted, Monday, 3:59 p.m.
Hi there, Dina. This is Kim, your ex-sister-in-law. I just wanted to let you know,
what?
Michael, your ex-idiot, doesn't own the condo at East and has no authority to let people stay there. I know he let my girl and the group of his friends stay there this weekend. He's not allowed to. I know Michael probably knew nothing about this, but for future reference, they are not allowed to stay there. And if I do find anybody is staying there, I'm going to call the police. All right.
Drama.
Dude, just Brad, are you recording all this?
Yeah.
4:32 p.m.
Oh, crap.
Message deleted.
I didn't mean to delete that.
Hey guys, it's me. I just wanted to touch base and
man, just Daddy's tell you, needy.
I've made some calls and we have one shot at trying to keep Lindsay out of jail. And that's if
holy
we get her
shit.
Into a rehab and get her off the prescription drugs immediately. If we get her all off all the prescription drugs, we can do it the next
let's sell
days,
this to the Inquirer.
10 to 12 days. And
get
then,
to be an all-silly TMZ.
Here she is, and it's a very good chance she won't. It's a very good chance she won't go to rehab. She won't have to go to jail. So please, just call me and let's try to do this as quick as possible.
I don't give a fuck.
Tuesday, 7:07 a.m.
I meant to delete that.
Hello, Michael. No. It's Dad. Call you, Dad. I don't know if Alex is there or not, but on my way back from the airport. And I have your money. I was going to drop it off on the way back to be there to pick it up. Hello? All right, cool. I guess you go to school.
Isn't this a voicemail? They can't hear it.
You guys, next couple of days, just call me when you can.
I can't.
And I'll drop the...
Does that mean they can hear us doing this right
now? Thursday, 3:36 p.m.
Hi, this message is for Dina. This is Sullivan calling from Rancho Mirage, California. When you have a moment, if you could please give me a call. My direct line is area code 760.
We don't need that.
Message deleted. Monday, 3:30 p.m.
My call dropped, and I'm trying to reach on the landline now.
Wait, who's Mike?
Are you there? Can you pick up, please?
Did you
hello,
hear that?
Michael
must be like Lindsay's brother
hello,
or something. That's who
there.
We talked to in California.
Yeah, the gay.
Mike, what?
Message deleted.
Oh,
Monday,
shit. He's going to put us in court. He's going to fuck us in the ass.
Message deleted. End of messages.
Wow. That was fun.
Hey, if you want to send me those, I'll
messages, press 1. To play new messages, press 2. To repeat the previous message, press 4. To skip the message, press 6.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay's still on the pills, huh?
Is that what it... Was there something about...
Call from unknown caller. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail.
Hello, you're on the phone show.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Lindsay Lohan. So, Taco for Taco, how may I fuck your friend?
What? What was that? Hello?
Some about a taco and fuck.
I'm afraid. I think I need to hang up. Gotta love all that laughter by Laugh Track Matt and Legend there on the end. But yes, those were our adventures in Lindsay Lohan's mom's voicemail. The girl who called me at the end and said she was Lindsay, obviously that wasn't Lindsay. And I don't remember if I ever figured out who that was or not. I think that might have been a friend of mine, like a real life friend. I think that was her daughter calling, because before she called into the show, she was calling my cell phone. You could hear it ringing in the background. We also got a hold of Lindsay Lohan's brother that night, but I can't remember how funny that call was. I know it was funny to us. So I'm not going to play it on here, just in case it sucks. I don't feel like editing. The show's almost over. I'm ready to just quit, put the show on the feed. But if you go to the show notes on phonelosers.org, one of the very last links in the show notes will be the link to the phone call to Lindsay Lohan's brother, which is on Legend's YouTube channel. Anyway, the end. That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hopefully I can manage to put out one more show before this week is over, and it won't be another 2 or 3 days of just nothing working out after hours of playing around on the phone. Don't forget to visit phonelosers.org for lots of stuff, also known these days as phonelosers.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers, and on Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers. And I don't know, just look at the show notes and click on all the links and follow all the things. All of that's really important. Bye, everyone. See you in a couple days, hopefully, unless I die again.
Motherfucker, you better get off my goddamn phone with that dumb shit, you little stupid bitch. I'll fuck you and put your dick in the dirt, you dumb bitch.
Don't get an attitude with you, lady. Bitch, don't put my...